This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch, stupid, lick this motherfucker's ball, bitch. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. So fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape.
I can't scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now,
now that you opened up the demon in me, I keep saying good morning. We're not a morning show anymore.
I know.
Good evening, everybody.
I miss the mornings.
I used to love doing morning radio.
I know.
Oh, God, I loved it. It's the Ham Radio Show live right there for your ear holes on, of course, the hamradioshow.com, hamradioshow.com. Leave off the last S for savings. And also, we are live on Facebook Live right now for your viewing pleasure. The ham cam is operational and ready to go for you right there on my Facebook page, the Facebook Suite, live and open and ready to go. People hanging out, lining up and getting inside. We got kids screaming. It's a crazy day. 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show. Danny, your microphone was on and you just... hanging up shit and doing this shit doesn't sound good on the radio. Just
it's a wacky day.
It's a wacky day. We had kids just running here. I don't even know what's going on.
It's better
crazy.
That way.
It's crazy. Does Joe know we can hear him? Let's go to live to Joe in the hallway. Billy, aim your microphone at the door.
No.
Come on, aim your microphone at the door.
No.
Because I can see Joe's ass in my ham cam. There he's coming back in the studio with his suspenders. There we go.
Give him a dollar, huh?
Freaking crazy. Watch it down with the thing now.
Whatever.
All right, 718-577-1389. We are live. Joe, what was that?
Oh, my grandchildren have just arrived.
Why?
Why?
Why are they here?
I don't know.
They're not on the show today.
That's for sure.
What the hell? What is going on?
I haven't seen them in a while. I gave them a big kiss.
Big kiss and a hug.
They're so cute.
I love you.
I love them.
I love you so much.
I know. I don't love you, Eddie.
Because you don't fucking kiss me.
That's true.
You hug me, but you don't kiss me.
Yes, I know. I'm a hugger.
Bring me flowers. Anyhow.
Hey, where's my candy?
And, Piney had the kid. I have a new goddaughter.
And she's so cute.
She does. She looks like Winston Churchill.
Goodness, she doesn't look like you,
Winston
though.
Really? Churchill.
Yeah, she has a little Winston Churchill kid.
Yeah.
She comes out with a cigar?
Little chubby baby with a cigar. 8 pounds, 8 ounces. I don't know if they want me to say her name on the air, so I won't.
Okay.
Little Piney. Little Piney.
Meatballette.
Meatballette, brand new child.
I kind of like that, Bill. That
it's a meatballette with cheese.
She's too young to be getting cheese.
What do you say, Billy? You get the urge now with Giggles? I mean, you're going to be getting married and everything.
No.
Is Giggles...
another one.
Wait, hold on. Is Giggles still operational down there?
Because she doesn't have that shit.
No, but she has children. I'm just making sure if she, she had two kids. Maybe she shut down the fucking bakery and doesn't make any more muffins.
Would she like to add to the collective?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not adding to the collective.
Yeah. Well, you got two. Billy, she got two, right?
Yeah, she has two. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yeah. Now they have two.
That's enough.
Billy's a stepdaddy.
Billy's a great dad. I see the pictures on Facebook. He's a great dad. He's a prick in real life, but he's a great dad.
Oh, he's a prick.
Yeah.
I am a prick.
What an asshole!
Just
but around
read the
kids,
post.
Yeah. He has a great ass.
He has a great ass.
That's right, boys.
Sure, I do.
Speaking of great asses on the show today, Reyes Sunshine.
Yes.
On behalf of ED Productions here.
And tits also. Great tits.
She's got ED Publications. Mm-hmm. I should learn the name of the company that sent me to Vegas.
Yeah.
ED Publications, a.k.a. The Pub.
It helps.
It's ED, like Ed.
Like Ed.
I thought it was ED, like ED Gourmet. You know?
ED Gourmet?
Yeah.
Like because, of course, they totally named it after ED Gourmet. Well, dumb fuck.
It could have been.
Why do you breathe?
I don't know.
Kiss my entire ass.
Yeah.
So Reyes Sunshine. By the way, if you don't know who the hell she is, Google her. Google her. Because the moment I put her into the promo and this is, she's the one coming on the show, people in radio were writing me. That I revere
they want a date.
In radio. They're like, she's fucking hot.
They want a date.
Yeah, she's ridiculously hot. She's the spokesmodel for ED Publications for The Pub.
All right.
So you will, if Danny might want to put up a picture, I don't know what Danny's going to do. Right now he's checking his cable bill. I don't know what he's doing. But eventually, you might get on there. By the way, Carla Forrest wants you to know that it's one more week until the master debate.
That's right, yes.
She will now not be in attendance.
That's good.
That's great, too. Joe's like, that's great. She will not be in attendance. She will be phoning in. We will have, of course, Bisexual Marcus in here for the great master debate.
Okay.
Will happen. She's going to be calling in. She's moving. She's a mover and a shaker now.
Ah.
She's out there making waves. I think I got her a gig at the Bunny Ranch. If not one of the Bunny Ranch, the Love Ranch, the Sagebrook Ranch, one of the ranches, because she's been in contact with the fine people of Dennis House Establishment.
So she's going to be creamy.
She's going to be creamy and
at the ranch,
but not self-served. Oh my!
Do they have bartenders at the?
They
ranch?
Have. They,
yes.
They, well, at the yeah, each ranch has a bar. So
no,
yeah.
I mean, could I go for a job as a bartender there? Like,
No, they have big titted women do that. I mean, you have big tits, but we need a big titted woman.
It would be better if a guy was the bartender.
Why would it be better?
Well,
where is your dynamic here for that?
Well, if I was the bartender there, I would work for free, and I would make great drinks, and I would get laid on the side.
Oh, okay, that's your plan. Nobody wants you. Shut up.
If you can't get it at the Bunny Ranch, you can't get it.
You can't get it anywhere.
You can't get it anywhere.
You might be a leper. Yeah, we don't know.
Something. You have to have some kind of disease.
Dude, I've seen guys come in from the work site in that place. They come in the back of a pickup truck.
Really?
Covered in dust and soot.
No kidding.
And they still get, they're like, I'll take that one. And the girl goes, yes, that's the one. And they'll fucking bang. That, I mean, that's, if you can't get laid, it's crazy. Why are they, by the way, why is Mikey from ED Publications calling you a fucking, I should check you for wives?
I don't know. Apparently, I work for the feds.
You might work for the feds.
And if Joe was a bartender, the customers would be deceased.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that right?
Ah.
I still have drink chips for the Bunny Ranch. I still haven't used. I drank. Didn't I give you guys drink chips?
I have one.
Well, that's if you guys want to ever come down to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
You guys are invited. I mean, you could probably use all the drink chips at each place. Plus, Dennis has a strip club, a bar in between all of them.
Right.
So you have all that. Plus, a restaurant. Uh-huh. You have the
You leave the family, go to the ranch. I get you.
You have all that stuff.
I see how this works.
Carl was saying that that Marcus should go to the Bunny Ranch. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, I want to see if I can grease the wheels of Dennis again. Because we haven't talked yet again. I haven't talked to Dennis personally in I don't know how long.
I think he's mad
at
you.
I don't know why. Yeah. With the exception of, I believe, might have been his birthday or Christmas. I don't remember. I think it was his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Was the last time I talked to him.
He found out that you sexually harass women.
I might have 30 years ago. Right. I did a play. And I sexually harassed him.
Blended.
It's sexual misconduct.
Oh, yeah. I got to talk to you.
Joe, can I correct you? It's sexual misconduct now, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I didn't mean that.
They're only allegations.
It's okay. Something.
Yes. So, anywho, that was the last time I told him, but when I'm in Vegas, he's got his Vegas ranch out there in Vegas. His Vegas ranch out there in Vegas. Yeah. I'm a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, sure.
His Vegas ranch outside in Vegas. Yeah. And it's right outside. It's before, because in Vegas itself, prostitution's not legal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So outside of Vegas is where the ranch is.
That's where it should be legal.
Now, I'm going to be in Vegas in August. I want to know if I should invite Dennis and say, come on down, bring some of the broods, let's do a lunch. I'll be on the West Coast for shizzle my nizzle.
Are you buying?
No. I would take Dennis out to. I would take Dennis out to lunch.
Yeah,
I would take Dennis out to lunch. Hey, he can supersize it, motherfucker. Do they still have that?
I don't think they have.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
No, they have. No, they have. They have a dollar menu.
Yeah, because I sent somebody to get McDonald's
menu.
To me at work, right? And I'm like, get me the double cheeseburger meal.
Yeah,
and sent them. Then they didn't have it anymore.
No.
Now you can build like your own burger and shit there. And
well, you can push the right buttons on the computer
screen. Yeah, they
have
the kiosk.
You can build your own burger and shit?
At $15 an hour, nobody works there anymore.
Duh.
Just computers.
I see. So I'm being told by my new boss, DJ Platypus Mikey, I'm being told that Dennis Hoff is always welcome at our events. And I say our because now I'm a member of the, of course, ED Publication family. I'm a member of the pub, so I think that I should extend, and not even just an olive branch, I should extend the whole fucking olive bush.
Ooh, olive bush.
The olive bush to Dennis and say, hey.
Oh, Billy.
And then he's going to say, Billy's not my name. My name's Dennis.
That's
and then,
right.
Do you want to, you know, show up at this thing? That's what I say, I'm going to be in Vegas. He has a place in Vegas. Together we should meet in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You should.
Maybe I should ask our future president, Oprah, if that could be.
You think Oprah puts out?
I don't think Oprah puts out. I
Not
really don't.
Scale.
She'll put out a fire, maybe.
I wonder if she has to ask Weight Watchers how many points Gail's pussy is. Because that's the only thing she's eating.
Allegedly.
What a silly Negro.
He's usually standing at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, he was just there to bring her on the stage.
Yeah,
here
like,
you go. No. And then he goes right back to his seat like a good little boy.
Like a wax,
tap him on the head,
like,
give him a cookie.
Like a wax museum he looks like.
He doesn't do anything.
Jesus.
He's there for show.
He's the beard.
He's just there for show and tell.
He's there for show.
Just to keep things interesting.
Well, you know, maybe she's bisexual, you know?
So there you go. Mikey had a great idea. He wants to offer his Uncle Eddie and Dennis Hoff be the judges for the bikini contest
at
the
fun.
Hard Rock.
That would be terrific.
Boom. Let's make it happen, Mikey. Yeah. We got Dennis's email. Right. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
Me sitting next to Me, Denisov, and we need a third party to judge.
Me.
Not Joe. No. Anybody but Joe.
Okay.
If we can splice Danny and Billy into one human, I like that better than Joe. Yeah. Just saying.
You can send them up to my room before the contest.
Yeah, and Mikey.
No, Joe, we want them alive at the event.
Hold on. Mikey, because Mikey's contact. Done. He said done. Here's what you do. Mikey, contact Dennis.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Let's have this. Let's make this Wookiee farm fucking burn. Let's do it. Let's have a nice bikini contest. And I'll sit there and judge. Excuse me, your tits are not showing enough. Can you open them up? Thank you.
Yes, please.
Very nice. Now, can I see your tuchus?
I would like the kegels, please.
Oh, can you please flex your kegels?
Oh, your kegels.
For the first three rows. They can't see how meaty your vagina is.
No, it'd be fucking funny as I'm picturing, like, it's like the episode of Married with Children when Al thinks he's going to fucking judge the bikini contest.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out to be like a fucking foot contest, and he has to judge feet. Something like that would happen to you with your luck. Like, you think it's a bikini contest.
I don't think that Mike and the reputable people of ED Publications, a.k.a. The Pub,
yes,
would ever just put a foot contest in front of me. I honestly think...
Or like a hairy armpit fucking contest.
Now that I could see. Yeah. But I really do think that they only deal in the creme de la creme of hot chicks. So if they're going to have a bikini contest, it's going to be second to none, Danny. It's going to be hot chicks all the way. It's what's going to be happening. The third judge, by the way, must be a part of the upcoming contest. I can't read things upside down here. I'm reading things with a fucking microphone in front of my face. The third judge should be part of an upcoming contest. All right, so let's do it. Let's have a contest. You want to be the third judge of a bikini contest that's not about feet?
I smell
bisexual Marcus would
be
good.
Great, yeah.
You really got big fat tits.
Can we get dice? That would be great.
Yeah.
You really got big fat tits. Ew.
Splendid.
How about Ray of Sunshine? Is she going to be in the contest? I'd like to see her in the bikini.
How about Nick goes to Vegas and we can finally get him laid?
Ooh.
That would be nice,
Nick
too.
Nick would be great.
Nick would be good.
He wouldn't say anything.
No, he would have to...
he would hold up a card.
To get laid. To get laid, to make it happen in Vegas. Because, I mean, it's Vegas. If you don't get laid in Vegas, you got issues. So No, come on. Billy, have you ever been to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas.
And you didn't get laid?
Oh, I did.
Well, that's insane. And you look like an upscale homeless person. So, I mean, if you're getting laid.
Hey, there's enough brochures.
I'm
you can
so
find
surprised.
Wait a minute. Does take and roll gauze out of your ass count as getting laid?
No, that's finger in my butthole, though, which is nice. Yeah. Carla's begging for it.
Yeah.
No! No!
Surely you can't be serious.
There will be.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
No, Shirley. There will be no chicks on the dais unless I have a chance of getting a handy. There will be not happening. During the contest.
Yeah, so.
I will sit in the middle. Dennis Hoff will sit on a corner. And then the broad will sit next to me. And then you will just see the fucking apron of the freaking table go up and down, up and down, up and down.
And everyone
see my big tits.
That will be the contest.
Every third contestant comes out, you hear,
I really like your bikini. I really fucking like your bikini.
Another one.
I'd stand up and salute, but I can't.
Right now, I'm giving you a standing ovation, even though I'm sitting. I think that would be great. Anything that involves me getting a hand job.
What's your preference? Do you like muscular women or soft women?
I like the ones with vaginas.
Any woman that would say yes.
Was that a breathing?
Right.
Yes. My type is the ones with a pulse.
That's questionable.
I like thicker. I like nice. I like a nice tuchus, you know me. I'm all about the ass and the thighs.
Good legs.
I can give a shit about your tits. I really, because I have tits of my own.
I'm a small
I can give two
man.
Shits
I'm
about tits.
Well, there goes judging that contest.
No. Your tits, your tits need, no, because it's a bikini contest. Your tits need to have a good appearance in the fucking bikini. Oh, yeah. Okay, because you can it have helps. Girls that look a lot better when they're fucking wear a bikini that's, than they do naked.
That's very true.
See, Billy, yes. You don't understand.
And vice versa.
This is why they didn't ask you to be a judge. Because you're like...
I'm not judging.
You're not understanding the art of bikini foo. And bikini foo is an art form. It's an Eastern philosophy that was brought over to the Western world. And what it is you need to understand the curvature...
contest
the curvature of a woman.
Oh, it's geometry.
Yes, the curvature, the way that you want to have that nice little the divot in the back.
Is it cut proper? Is it too high? Too low? Is it in?
Exactly. See, now you learn.
I know how it works.
Now you're just throwing terms out. You don't know what you're doing. You're throwing out terminology you read in a book, or you just Googled it. You went on G-Oogle on your Google typity box.
Oh, shit.
And you looked up things. What makes a bikini sexy? Well, and he started typing like a man.
What's in it?
Yes.
Hold
you
on
can
here.
Find that.
He don't know.
All right. First caller said she'll give you a hand job.
Call her fucking first off if she gets a job at the Bunny Ranch. Dude, I get a blowy. Fuck you with
then
a hand
Nick
job.
Says last time. Nick says last time he checked, he had an appointment for a whipped cream party with Air Force Amy.
Yeah, which, he does have one of those.
Yeah, then call. Which caller says wait for her to get there, Nick.
Okay.
Way to go, Nick.
Would you take Nick's virginity?
Oh, I think so.
Carla, that would be a good question. Because Nick is a virgin, and then you have Carla, who's definitely not a virgin.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Ooh, that was Nick's penis that just called in.
Something like
all
that.
All right, so I would think if Carla's at the Bunny Ranch, or not any ranch, because it's not just the Bunny. He has fucking like six ranches. All right, so you got a plethora of pussy that you can go see. But I think if we have an inside girl and we have a virgin, together they should meet and bang! And bang! Can someone give me a bang sound effect? A bang!
Absolutely not.
Two words, stretched, but JJ.
Enough about Carla. I'm saying they should bang! Is what I'm saying. Do you understand?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
They can meet in the middle.
Nick is laughing his balls off.
That's right.
Carla's... Carla's vagina. The echo. Wait for me, Nick. Wait for me.
Hello.
Hello. Stretched vajayjay. Stretched.
Two words. Stretched vajayjay.
Just say.
I want some dick.
She wants some dick.
You have no soul.
Let's go to Carla. Carla, what do you think would be the first thing you'll say to a customer at the ranch?
I want some dick.
I want some dick.
It's all about the D.
It's all about the D. But anyway, back on the bikinis.
You're very bad.
The bikini has to be cut for the woman. All right? The woman's body
tends to help.
Yes, you just can't throw on any old fucking two-piece, lady.
No.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Yes, I will report a great set of tits.
That's right.
At the bikini fucking thing. I will get up, I will stand up, I will say, your tits ain't good, I will push them into the pool when they have a shitty bikini on. That's what my thing is.
Yeah.
It will make it like, you ever see like, what's that black show? The Apollo. You go to the Apollo, and they have the clown comes out with the hook.
Yeah.
I kick them in the fucking pool if they have shitty bikinis on. Okay. Kick them in the fucking pool. And then, if you're all
suddenly
wet...
this has turned into the gong.
I don't know how this happened.
If you're all wet, you better get. Get out. You're done. You're out of the contest.
No.
Get out. Ring the gong.
That's right.
Go home.
It'll come back to life.
Go bye bye. Get me Chuck Barris. We need the rules of this fucking thing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick the fucking. If you have a shitty bikini, I'm warning the women now. We will fucking push you.
Bye.
In the pool when you have a shitty bikini during the bikini contest. And I am now judging.
Leave me alone.
In theory, I am now judging a bikini contest with Dennis Hoff and a mystery judge, which is not Carla and her gaping vagina. Vagina, nina, 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 nina.
About vajayjays.
Ooh. All right, so anywho, we got to take a break. 7 o'clock, top of the hour, will be Ray of Sunshine. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Where we come back, we can talk about, we have a lot of crap to talk about.
That's good.
So I have a plethora, I have a cornucopia of crap, as I like to refer to, of topics that we can get into, gentlemen. So sit back, relax, calm down. All right, go get Danny, get your fucking bikini out of mothballs, because get ready for it.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
You may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
Dan, you can tell me the name of this guy on the air. I didn't care about that. I didn't have the mic on to give a shit because I don't even know this song. What is this song, Rockstar?
This is Rockstar by Post Malone.
Post Malone?
Yes, 21 Savage.
Oh, 21 Savage. But if I called him that, I'd be racist.
I like this.
By the way, this was the number two song last week.
Oh, the number?
I told you I had
Billboard Hot 100.
Oh. The Billboard Hot 100. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live on hamradioshow.com. Marcus right now made me crack up. He just told Carla Forth that she has a warehouse pussy.
Oh, who house pussy?
No, it was warehouse, I think.
Warehouse? I can't read good.
No, it's just warehouse.
Warehouse pussy. Okay, you're right.
Because I think he's going for the vastness of a warehouse.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's a whorehouse pussy if she gets the job, and congratulations if she does.
I can't. Because
that's the job she should have. You know, like, you know, some people should be school teachers.
Yeah.
Some people should be lawyers. Prostitute. Definite prostitute. Carla should be a prostitute. She loves the dick.
Well,
loves the dick.
Oldest profession in the world.
Yeah.
That and locksmith.
I think it's a prerequisite.
And technically, they both unlock stuff, Bill. So,
right. Exactly. You know.
What did Joe say when he was?
No, talking? I said it's a prerequisite for the job. If you don't love the dick, you
gotta love dick.
You gotta, yeah.
I think it's the first question Dennis says.
Yeah,
like it's on all the paperwork and everything.
On the entrance exam.
Yeah, you have to just fill in the blank.
Otherwise,
I would like to suck a dick.
Otherwise, it's just like everybody else. A hasty job.
Yep. Later on in the show, top of the hour, 7 o'clock hour, we got Ray of Sunshine representing ED Publications. ED Publications, the fine people that are sending me out. Danny, the 19th to the 22nd of August, by the way, sending me out there to August 19th to the 22nd.
That would
Vegas.
Be correct.
He just asked before because Danny's thinking about stowing away my luggage, which I think is a great plan.
Answer the phone.
That's a good thing. He should jump in. I don't want to get the phone. Why do I have to get the phone? What if I was going to do something else? It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
This is Black Bisexual Marcus.
Yeah!
I'm getting frustrated.
Howdy.
Getting frustrated because Carla is going through my friends list and trolling for dick. But she promised me pussy. And all of a sudden, she's taking away the pussy because she's mad at the shit that I'm saying.
Wow.
But she might give you pussy if you went to. She said if you got to the bunny ranch, she'd give you pussy.
Oh, yeah, she did say that.
So if she gets the job, let's say she gets the job, Marcus.
Mm-hmm. Why can't she just fuck me in the damn studio?
Number one, you can't fuck in this studio.
No, you're not allowed.
We're not allowed to do insertion.
I can't even get laid in the studio.
Technically, this studio.
I've been trying for a long time. Yeah. Believe me.
Technically, this studio is Joe's house, and Joe doesn't get laid in this studio.
No, not at all.
So I'm just saying that it's not probably a possibility. However,
all I want is a blowjob.
No, maybe we can do that.
Well, Danny, get on that. Jesus,
no, thank you.
Joe just said maybe we could do that.
No, not
I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Which
your crazy guys are so nutty.
Which one of you is sucking off Marcus? Come on,
Danny.
Oh, yeah. That D is so hairy. It's got one eye and two big balls.
I think that guy should definitely suck off Marcus.
Oh, God, yes.
Marcus, you'll be here next week for the master debate, though. So, I mean,
you're goddamn right. I'll be there.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah,
he sounds determined and angry about it.
No,
like, I'm gonna be there. Yeah.
I'm scared.
No, I'm not angry. She's all right. The angry one.
All right, wait, hold on. We got a message from Carla Forrest. Carla Forrest, they asked what my limits were. Oh, this is from the Bunny Ranch. I said I don't turn my butthole inside out, and no animals, and we're good. So
okay, that's all right.
So what?
She said that she she's not calling you an animal.
No,
she's
no,
saying
no,
at
no.
the Bunny Ranch
yeah.
or whatever ranch that she's on, you know, goes to. That she won't get the pink sock, you know, she won't rosebud.
Okay.
And then on top of that, she won't fuck animals, and, like, you know, the magic cow, and that's it. So I'm not getting laid by her, is what she's saying.
A lot of conventional stuff.
But I know what Carla's going to do if I go to the Bunny Ranch. She's probably going to charge exorbitant amount of prices for her warehouse twat.
Ooh, I mean, warehouse twat.
She should give you a discount. What are you talking about?
That's not fair. I mean, I'm just being honest. Look, Carla is what, 40-something?
She might be fooling something. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that pussy's got mileage. I'm just saying, pussy don't age. Like wine, it ages like bread.
This is true.
So all I'm saying is,
you're saying, look, are you saying? Wait, hold on. Are you saying she has moldy pussy?
Two words, stretch,
no,
but JJ.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
All right.
No, I'm saying.
You said it, you said it aged like bread.
No, I want to get it while the getting's good. That's all I'm
saying. I think it's already been gotten.
He wants to get it while it's still young, is what he's trying to say. All right,
so you're saying that she opened the Ziploc bag and there's air getting in.
Yeah.
So you're saying the pussy's not going to be fresh when you get it.
It's spoiled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'd like to get it now before she, you know, gets to about 50 and it's not going to be as good as it once was.
You wouldn't fuck a 50-year-old, Marcus? Come on now.
There's a couple 50-year-olds.
That's what I'm saying. Come on. Don't deny yourself the pussy just because of an age requirement.
We're not kidding.
Me and Kevin Spacey have the same philosophy. He acts about it differently than I do, though.
But this is... I would easily fuck like somebody like Nina Hartley.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't fuck Nina Hartley, for Christ's sake? She's a porn legend.
Pretty much who hasn't.
I think Danny fucked her twice. Hartley. Jesus.
That's Nina Hartley, man. Yeah.
Shit, I remember when she was young. Like when she was getting into the business.
Billy remembers when she was a fresh face in the porn world.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, like, she somehow, at her age, she still has a good twat on her.
It's all the lotion.
She's got a good... Somehow... Let's understand what he just said.
It's all the
somehow,
lotion. Okay.
At her age... She has a good twat.
It's Jergens.
Think about it. Like, it's only, I'm jacking off with Jergens and this whole bag of Viagra isn't working. I think Carla's twat, even though as we say that it is, you know, a warehouse twat and vast, I still think that the, you know, I think the entranceway might be a little tight.
And full of cars.
I believe at the you know that part at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark,
mm-hmm.
when they say they got top men working on it.
Oh yes,
and then you see them wheeling the ark into the warehouse.
Top,
that's her pussy.
Yes.
That's her pussy.
Top men.
Yep, top men.
Is there a toll?
Top men.
Is there a toll booth?
I don't know. There's no toll booth. There's no toll
booth. That's what you're kind of making it sound like.
It's
you know, like
turnstile.
Yeah.
No, we're making it sound like there's a lot
tickets?
Of storage. In her vagina is what we're saying.
Now,
no, it's not. There's no storage in her. There's no storage in her pussy. Not with all the guys she's dead. No, not with all the guys she's fucked. No.
There's got to be storage. There's got to be stuff.
Unless,
I mean, there's got to be maybe. Wait, she's how old? So she's 40 something. 40 years ago, what was the popular car, Bill? 40 years ago.
Mustang. Four?
Mustang. It might be a couple of Mustangs 65. Drove in there. A couple of Crown Victorias.
Grand National.
Chevy Caprice. No. Right in there. So that garage has had some definite traction. There has been people that have worked in there. Yeah, but they haven't had a... She hasn't had a Lamborghini Diablo in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Like she's building an extra compartment in there.
She might. Who the fuck knows?
It's getting stretched out and full with cars. She ain't building an extra compartment in there.
She might have. I've never had. Well, actually, no, I lied because I did fuck that Cushy Amato, and she's like in her 50s, going into her 60s. For Christ's sake,
ooh,
she's fucking the older porn lady that I fucked.
That's my kind of stuff.
When I went to the Bunny Ranch, and let me tell you, her box was tight.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that gave me the reverse happy ending that we call the Once Upon a Time.
Those Kegels.
Yeah, she's got a very tight box. So I'm saying there's a chance that Carla's box might be tight. We don't know yet. It might be a windsock for all I fucking know. I don't know. But, I mean, you should give it a chance if she gets... Oh, she's 38.
Well,
she's got a 38-year-old vagina. Relax.
She's a baby.
She's got a baby puss. It's a little baby vagina.
Kidding?
Google Gaga. You touch the little clit, it quivers.
It's going to be a teenager.
Carla's
soon.
Listening. All I want to ask is if she won't let me fuck her, can I just grab a titty?
Man, my world is pedophilia.
Carla, can bisexual Marcus at least grab a titty is what he's asking.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, we are saying.
Yo, that would be nice.
Is give titties a chance.
Is give titties a chance.
Sweet.
Nice tits.
Nice tits.
Carla says no.
Why?
Wow.
You won't even wait, you won't even let him grab a tit? One
you
tit.
That?
You got two. He only wants to grab one.
Wow. And not even with a whole hand.
Yeah, he just wants to palm it. How about
she
this?
He legit treats me like shit. You see this?
Well, you also let her because you're letting on that you really want to fuck her. You play hard to get, she be chasing after you. But see, now that is already done. You keep telling that you don't want to fuck her, but now you want to grab a titty. You should have said,
no,
fuck
I
you,
no,
I don't want your vagina.
She's like, she doesn't
want
to fuck me. She's like, she doesn't want to fuck me all of a sudden. But like a few months ago when we were talking and I showed her a nice picture of my dick, she's like,
nice picture of your dick. We only got to see a nasty picture of your dick.
What was it, wearing a scarf or something?
Well, yeah, it was wearing a scarf.
Very nice.
Oh, it was a photo shoot.
Maybe Carla just wants to dominate you.
Well, no. What she's doing is a simple game of cat and mouse. And no offense, my friend, you are the fucking mouse.
That's true.
This cat has claws. And what she's doing is making you fucking go, you want it now. You're begging for it. You desire her 38-year-old pussy, and you want it so bad. But meanwhile,
I don't desire it. It'd be nice
you
to
want
have.
It. Motherfucker, you were just begging for a titty. You were begging for a titty.
That's right.
God damn it. I can look at Carla and tell Carla, I'll be fucking straight up honest. If the situation called for it, I'd fuck her. But the fact of the matter is, she's already called my dick too small, this, that, and the other. You know what? I don't need the headache. So you know what? I don't want to fuck her. I have many other women that I can fuck.
That's right.
I don't need to fuck her. You, however, are over here begging for a titty.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
One
you
want
to just grab a titty. You want to put a palmer tit
adds.
While you jerk one off. Tell her you don't even want it. I don't want it.
That's right.
Keep your pussy away from me.
You know what? That's a fantastic point. You know what? Then fuck Carla's pussy. I don't even want it. Fuck
there
it.
You go. Yeah, reverse psychology, motherfucker.
That right.
Reverse
fuck
it. Carla.
I don't want it.
Carla, I don't want your pussy. Say it out loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
I do not want your gaping, large warehouse squat.
I didn't say all that.
Parking lot.
Find,
your parking lot pussy.
I got an 18-year-old I can call right now, and she'll be at my house within the hour.
He said you have. She said. I believe she's saying that you got a nice dick, though. She said you have a nice dick.
See, now look how quick it worked. You turned it around.
Yeah, she complimented
and
you,
what?
And now
you're
like,
she was talking about Nixon.
You ain't gonna touch it.
You ain't gonna touch it. You tell her, hands off my dick.
No means no.
No means no. Me too. Hashtag time's up. No pussy for you.
Can't touch
that's right.
Wow.
The cock went off.
So when are you guys getting married?
But obviously, but see, here's the other part of the equation, William. We obviously have two people that are sexually attracted to one another.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Carla wants to fuck bisexual Marcus, and bisexual Marcus wants to fuck Carla.
I don't.
No, you did at one. Shut up, motherfucker. You did at one point. Don't lie. Everybody in this room. Everybody in this room would stick it in, Carla. Okay? We all would. But the fact of the matter is, we're being honest and saying we don't want to. There's a difference. Everybody in here, if Billy was single, which he pretty much is, I don't know what the fuck's going on with that relationship. I think they're still engaged. I don't know anything with Billy because he's like a piece of driftwood. But let's just say Billy's still going out with Giggles and everything's hunky-dory. So he's out of the equation. He's not fucking.
I'm going to go off. Hold on. Can you, Billy, look. Can you try to not. Because Giggles doesn't like me anymore because of all the shit that I said.
Okay.
Doesn't like me anymore. So can you just give him my regards, please?
Yeah, Billy.
Okay.
Give Giggles his regards.
Giggles.
Here's his regards.
How are you?
The hell is a regard, anyway?
He's sending his best wishes to you.
Oh, that's good.
Why doesn't Giggles like you? Because you're fighting. Because you're fighting.
Wow,
he's a little bit of a chauvinist, don't you think?
No, I don't see. I don't. Some of the shit he says is accurate.
Oh, that's true.
All right, let's be fucking honest. Some of the shit that he says is accurate.
Oh, man, women, we agree with
that. No.
Stuff.
Women, no. It's not a man-woman thing when it comes to agreeing or not agreeing. Because there are women that agree with Marcus, too. They're just not the ones that we're talking to right now. Oh. Carla doesn't agree with it, and Giggle sure as fuck doesn't agree with it.
Carla says we sit on a throne of lies. That's what she said.
I sit on a throne of lies?
I think she's referring to Marcus. But she's also said she's going to grab
his
dick.
Wait, Marcus sits on a throne of cock, first off.
And Carl also says she's going to grab his dick like Trump grabs pussy.
Nice.
Oh, jeez.
But see, this is what I'm saying.
Really, no.
She wants bisexual Marcus's cock. Okay? Bisexual Marcus wants the pussy.
Yeah.
Okay? They need to just fuck and get it over
with.
We
do have common ground here.
We do. There is a common ground. That's what I'm saying. They both like each other in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them want to give up the dominant
the
stance.
Power.
The power. It's a power play right now.
Uh-huh.
Danny, it's like hockey. It's a power play, Danny. It's a power play right now. Okay?
Is it a 5-on-3?
It might be a 5-on-3 in an empty net. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And I don't even know hockey. I just made that up as I
told
you. Yes,
you did, because
I have no fucking clue. Hey, Billy, watch this. Blue line. See, I just like, I call out shit from hockey.
Fuck off, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
Nope.
Yeah.
Penalty box. Which is also a nickname for Carla's vagina.
Yeah.
But, however, I digress.
Ooh.
The fact of the matter is, the two of them need to cut the bullshit and fuck. But, however, next week, they're going to have it out on this very program for the master debate.
A debate.
Inside of this studio will be bisexual Marcus.
That's right.
In the outer reaches of space and time will be Carla Force, because she has to phone in now. She's going to call in. Okay. Giggles, I wasn't saying Billy's single.
Tread lightly.
I was saying,
who lives in hope of pussy?
By the way, because Giggles now jumped in. Oh, Billy, are you single? I'm not saying Billy said he was single.
No.
I'm saying I know nothing about this fucking guy's life because we don't know what the fuck's going on. Because
look at
still
the trouble you cause, Eddie.
I get, because Giggles is going to turn it back on me now.
It's terrible.
Send my regards, Billy. Send
don't
my
do
regards.
That. Giggles. Come on, Giggles.
Yes.
Giggles.
Giggles. Let's all just come on, Giggles. God damn it. What I'm saying, though, is that next week on this very program, the two will finally have it out.
Yeah.
It will be Carla versus bisexual Marcus.
Marcus can't take it out.
And he will not take it out in the studio, Billy, Joe, whoever you are.
Yeah, I have rules against that.
Yes, there will be no cock in this. There will be only cocks that we will have will be you.
We can take pictures of it, though.
We've seen his cock.
Oh, yes.
Can you bring the nice picture of your cock you were talking about so Joe can see the nice picture with the scarf?
Can you bring him an autograph?
Put it on the internet. I'll hang it on my wall.
Can you blow it up and then literally we'll just take a picture of it and we'll hang it in the studio?
Yeah, well, I have all my
we can put a hat on it.
Oh, I sent it to you.
Oh, that was the cock?
Yes.
That's the same picture?
Yes.
Oh, where is it?
Oh.
It's probably in your inbox.
All right, I gotta look.
Well, it's in a box. You're getting somewhere.
Ooh.
I didn't send a picture back to him. I was supposed to send a cock picture back to Marcus.
Oh, but he's trying to turn you. Haha.
He's trying to bring me to the what? Bisexual Marcus wants to see it. I'll show him. I don't give a fuck. It's not the first bisexual guy I've shown my cock to. We've had what the fuck was his name? Ian?
All right.
Ian.
Is Ian bisexual Ian that was on the show? And he wanted to see my cock. And he liked it.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, Carla fucking mocked my penis.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Little white penis.
She's still laughing.
Yeah, she's laughing because I don't have a giant thunder cock like fucking Marcus does. Marcus is a black guy.
Yeah, but you know, according
he's supposed to.
According to Alexis, 3.5 inches.
Oh, that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, I'm looking in porn. It looks like white guys have big dicks.
Dude, well, those are the rare occurrence. Notice it's the same white guys in porn.
Ooh.
It's like the same dudes are making the movies.
He's only one guy.
You know what I mean? Like, there's that English, he's either English or he's Australian or whatever the fuck he is.
I think some of them are cosmetic, too. I mean, they put, like, this thing over it, you know, to make it bigger.
They all have a line. Look, I know I stare at cock too much and Danny yells at me.
You do, yeah.
But if you watch a porno.
Yeah, for somebody that's not bisexual and or gay.
Mm-hmm. I admire a giant penis. I go like this. Good job.
Yes, you can admire it, but you don't have to share the fact with everybody.
What do you mean? I share the, we're open and honest on this show. I don't hide my shit. I'm manly enough to say, like, I'll look at a dick and go, good job.
You shouldn't be watching fucking what? Wrestling and then point out to Billy that Alberto Del Rio has a big dick. Where does the line fucking
Because let me explain.
Do you share Randy Orton's ring bonus?
One at a time, fuckers. Let me address Danny's comment towards my sexuality. I looked at, he was wearing, first off, gold fucking LeMay fucking tights where the outline of his cock, he had a bulging boner during the match. How am I not going to see his cock, first off? That's number one.
All right, yes.
Then I
went,
hold on, let me finish. Then I see the cock. I make a point that I got to bring up the cock because the cock is, he's got a big old wacky doodle.
Right.
It's a big penis.
If I was watching it, I would fucking sit there.
We
yeah,
did.
I would say, but
we
I wouldn't fuck. Right, but I wouldn't fucking go, hey, Bill, fucking look at that cock on Alberto Del Rio.
I said, look at that cock.
Is this the shape of things to come?
It is. I went, look at the cock.
I would have maybe kept it to myself. Oh, look, no, I'm all right. That's impressive, but I wouldn't fucking share it.
But see,
it.
That's the problem. You keep too many things to yourself, Danny. I see a giant penis on a Mexican wrestler. I go, El Lucha Libre, El Guapo. Look at that penis. Good job, sir. Then that's what he was banging Paige with, and it's a good thing. That's what I bring up. I don't get hard over the cock.
I've never trusted that jolly fat man.
I don't sit there tugging my fucking cock while looking at a cock.
But you think about it later.
No, I don't.
While you're alone.
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
You do. You
I've never. I've
Randy Orton's ring boner. Yes, you do.
I've never jerked off to a cock. I'll be straight up on it. Why would I hide it? Dude, if I was gay
you
or bisexual, I'd just fucking say it.
What's the transsexual porn star? What's her face?
Mia Isabella.
That's different.
Mia Isabella.
She has a dick.
Yes, and I would fucking make out with me. I would totally kiss her, but I would never. I've told her to her face I would never touch her cock. Yeah. We had the other one on. What was the other one? Mia Isabella. The other one. She's like really small.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck is her name now? See, if I was fucking gay or bisexual,
tiny
I would remember
Big Dick.
All right. Let's just call her Tiny Big Dick. And Tiny Big Dick was on the show, and I told her I couldn't fucking. I can't. Like, I've never found a cock where I went, ooh, like, Marcus jerked off a fucking stranger in a movie theater, Danny. That makes him really, 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 really happy to see a dick. I would never go, oh, look, a penis. Let me just jerk
wait,
this off.
Hold on one second.
I mean, I was being nice. I mean,
I was being nice.
Wait, let me ask something.
A favor.
Marcus
you know.
Is bisexual, so
yes.
Obviously he doesn't mind the cock, okay?
Yes,
so
he loves the cock.
He's open about it. So, Marcus, do you point out other people's big dicks to... You know, tell
probably
people.
He does, yeah.
Eddie does.
If the situation presents itself and, like, I see a nice, sizable, like, veiny one, sure, I'll point it out.
Yeah. But, Danny, there's nothing wrong with fucking...
You be able to tell it's a veiny one if the person's wearing, I don't know, pants, trunks, something?
Oh, well,
you
that's
know?
Different.
See?
He
said veiny one.
He has bisexual fucking eyesight. I don't know. I don't know.
But, like, if you were watching...
I mean, like I mentioned, Randy Orton, anytime he comes down to the ring, he has a boner.
Okay, wait a minute. I've never noticed Randy Orton's boner.
Yes, you did, because what's his name pointed out? CJ... We were all sitting there.
Okay, somebody
watching.
Else pointed it out, though.
And
I didn't
you were
point
like,
it.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody pointed it out, and I looked. I didn't go. Yeah. I didn't go. Oh, look at that over. I didn't. If I
but
was
you
the guy,
were the first one to jump up. Like,
yeah, because
go,
it's
yeah.
Dude. First off, penises are funny to me.
Hey, Bill, are you watching Wrestling with Giggles? Because she says she looks at wrestlers' dicks.
She likes.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
Well, she's a girl. She's supposed to.
She's fucking
that's
a wrestler.
Why they watch
hello,
it.
I'm queer, and now I'm here.
I'm totally not gay, though. I don't like. I don't want to grab a cock. I don't want to. I think it's funny. If I'm watching wrestling...
You don't even want to grab a dildo?
No, I've never wanted to grab a dildo and stick it in my own... I've had girls stick their fingers in my ass and I'm okay with it. No, as long as it's a chick, I have no problem with it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never had that thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that thing that you've definitely had, Marcus. I've never had that thing.
Oh, Giggle says she thinks.
I can hear it. I can hear it in Eddie's voice.
Did I love the cock? According to Bisexual Marcus, I'm coming out today.
Well, Giggles thinks that Eddie's protesting too much, so she says hashtag suspect.
First off, it's suspect, you dumb fuck. Second off, I'm protesting because
him
I got
two.
I protesting because Danny's automatically saying I'm gay. Or want the cock. And Billy goes, yeah, you saw a guy's boner. And I'm like, but it wasn't me seeing it. Someone else said it. And then I looked, because someone said it.
I can recall a few times. On this show pointed out Danny's dick.
Oh, yeah.
I pointed out Danny's dick. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. Danny's also whipped out his cock on this show. Yeah. Joe, how many times have you seen Danny's dick?
Once or twice.
Yeah, thank you. So let's not fucking...
Speaking of dumbass ideas...
Yeah, let's not bring up the fact of Danny's dick, because Danny has whipped out his cock on numerous occasions.
Yeah, but
it's well after the fact I did it. You still talk about it.
Yeah.
Because you got a big dick. What, I can't fucking... No more talking about Danny's big dick, because that makes me gay.
You ever measure it, Danny?
See, Joe talks about it too. What the fuck?
All about the D.
You give a guy a compliment like, hey, Danny, you got a big dick. Yeah. He gets offended and angry.
I don't get offended. You just like to talk about it.
Because, Danny, out of the measuring stick in this room, if we go in size order, who goes first?
Yeah. Apparently I do.
There you go.
I don't know. We never had a size man. Maybe Billy's fucking big enough.
No, Billy has a dollar bill dick. Didn't we discuss this?
Well, according to Alexis.
I want to see Danny's dick.
You want to see Danny? Whip your dick out in the camera. I'll close my eyes.
It's 3.5 inches.
I'll see it when I get it.
Okay. Next week, Danny, unveil your penis to Bisexual Monkeys. Don't let him touch it because, you know, that would make you fucking gay.
Well, of course,
All right. Giggles is already telling me I'm gay. She goes, keep talking, Eddie. I'm not gay. I will applaud a man's penis. It's a good penis.
Oh, yeah. Carla has a good point.
There's too many things playing and I can't hear anything. What, Marcus?
I said, come to the dark side, young Skywalker.
I'm not black either.
No, Carla has a good point.
I got to hang up with Marcus anyway.
Maybe you're bi-curious.
So bye.
No, the only bi I am is bi. I got to go to commercials. That's it.
Okay.
All right, get out of here, Marcus.
All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Now we got to sell something.
Yeah, I got to fucking... I got to sell something because now I have to fucking...
Tell them what's coming up next, Fatty.
I have to go get fucking... I have to go to my my psychiatrist and get checked out from Danny. Because
No.
Danny says I'm gay. Ray of Sunshine. Yeah, how come I love fucking chicks like Ray of Sunshine?
Know.
Maybe you're bi.
I'm not bi. The only bisexual I do is when I buy a hooker. Oh, Jesus. I can't win.
What's going on?
I got to go to break. When we come back, the beautiful, sexy, hopefully heterosexual for Danny, Ray of Sunshine will be on the show. We'll be right back after these non-gay, non-bi words. Let's go.
Stop, don't come back. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Are you parting with such sweet sorrow?
If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Leno. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
You're listening to Ham Radio. This is Jesse Ventura. I've dedicated my life to uncovering major conspiracy theories like who really shot JFK. However, I may have found a conspiracy that may have no answers. How in the hell did Uncle Eddie get his own radio show?
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead.
Danny's got me playing Ed Sheeran now. People are going to think I'm gay now for this.
Is he a gay guy? I like him.
No,
too.
He's not gay. But, like, this is all sappy fucking I love you and stuff. You know, I mean, like, one of those songs. And I'm being called a gay fruit from Giggles. 718-577-1389. Let's get Ray of Sunshine. We got to heterosexual this shit up. Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm just getting fucking lambasted here. That's crazy.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for the beautiful heterosexual Ray of Sunshine.
This is she.
Yeah! Round of applause.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Sorry, you just jumped into a hellhole of a conversation.
Yeah. We hope you're not gay.
No, because I could talk to Ray of Sunshine, first off, by the way, representing the ED Publications and the pub. Mm-hmm. We're now co-workers.
Hello.
Me and Ray of Sunshine, we're now co-workers with the pub. She's way hotter than me.
That's for sure.
And she's the smokes model. That's the fucking word I'm looking for. The spokes model.
Okay.
She is smoking hot. That's probably why I'm saying it. The spokes model for the pub, and she's on all the ads and everything else. And when we put her picture up, everybody and their mother went, "Holy fuck, is she hot?"
Great photo.
Yeah, because she is. She's ridiculously hot. How long have you been hot? Your whole life?
Since Thursday.
Since Thursday last week, I was hot. Before, I was butt ugly, and then Thursday, got fucking hot.
Just happened.
It happened overnight. I slipped and fell into the hot.
I'll say since I was 18.
Well, because you've lived a fucking outstanding life, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the conversation was, now I want a beautiful, sexy ray of sunshine to answer this question. Am I gay? Because Danny, say hi to Ray of Sunshine, by the way.
Hi.
Danny, one of our co-hosts.
Hello.
Billy, say hi to Ray of Sunshine.
Hi.
And then Joe in the back here.
Hello.
Okay. So she knows who's in the room.
Okay.
No, because one of the things, I will look, if there is a giant penis on the screen, or like in a porno, or like Ron Jeremy, I know Ron personally, yeah. I've seen Ron's penis.
Sure.
It's fucking monstrous, all right? If I comment about a penis, okay, I'm okay in my sexuality enough, I'm heterosexual, but I'm confident enough that I'm not attracted to the penis, but if I mention a penis, according to my team here, I'm gay.
No, you're not gay.
Thank you!
If you mention a penis.
If I mention a penis.
But mentioning and harping on it for 10 years.
No, I've harped on Danny's penis because Danny has the biggest penis in the room.
And Alberto Del Rio's.
Hold on. Alberto, now I have to defend myself in front of Ray of Sunshine.
Sure.
I one time watching a wrestling thing, you could see the guy's dick through his pants.
Yeah.
I see it. I say, wow, he's got a giant rod.
Could have been a banana.
And now I'm gay. I don't understand how this works.
See?
How is that harping on it? I'm trying to understand if that's harping.
Well, you've been eating chalupas ever since.
I've been eating taquitos. Danny's dick, yes, I've brought up. I will never mention Danny's average-sized penis ever again. We'll fucking bring up. I'm just saying. It's fucking... You mention a penis around here, automatically you're gay. You guys are mean, and you hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go cry in my cock fucking furniture.
Okay.
We need to have Raya fucking come in here because she's been hot since about 18.
Right.
Remember that.
We've established that.
But you lost your virginity when you were 16. So you had to be decent looking enough to, you know, somebody wanted to fuck you at 16. Raya.
It's true.
Yes, this is true.
But you lost it during school.
I did, during fifth period.
Oh. Now, fifth period as in you were going through your menses? Or fifth period, like, I have to get to English.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, like, I wasn't in history class. I was, like, in the front seat of my boyfriend's car.
That lucky motherfucker.
That's right.
Now, did you look kind of like that at 16?
Like, what's that?
Did you look at 16, did you kind of look like you do now at 16?
Yes.
That motherfucking lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine that was what you did that day. You went to school that day, Danny, and you fucked Ray of Sunshine.
Nice.
That's what you did.
I would have went to school like every fucking day.
I would have been a valedictorian.
Never been late.
Oh, my God. If every day I got to like fuck my girlfriend, and I took her virginity in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. What was the car?
Great point.
What kind of car was it?
It was a 4Runner.
Oh, so there's a lot of room for the banging.
You ask the weirdest questions ever.
I ask good questions. I ask very good questions because you want. There's a dynamic. Look, if you have Ray of Sunshine, she's physically fit. We understand. We look at her body. We all get hard-ons because we're all heterosexuals, Danny.
Yes, I am.
And we all look.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm not, supposedly. Yeah. We all look, and we look at her, and you got to say she needs a little room. The boyfriend needs a little room. You don't want to fuck in a DeSoto.
No, that's all I'm saying.
Well, they had plenty of room.
Yeah. Not a good DeSoto.
A Z28, Z300. Yeah, that is no room.
You wouldn't
room.
Want to do it in an MG.
Look, a 4Runner is a lot more room to fuck.
That's for sure.
All right? You can put the seats down and get into the trunk space. It's good stuff.
It's okay.
And if I was a gentleman enough to fuck Ray of Sunshine in a car.
You'd make a van.
During fifth period. Oh, fuck. If I had her, I would have rented a fucking... I would have rented a limo. Yeah. And we could have just rolled around.
Oh, that's nice. Always nice in a limo.
I always like the fucking limo. Yeah. All right. So now she's 16. She loses her virginity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to me.
But the greatest thing, because they sent me bullet points to talk to Raya, and the one that is glaring, that sticks out so much, and I want the whole story behind this, please. Your dad, dear old dad, walked in while you were having a three-way.
Oh, boy.
Yes, this
now,
is true.
Please explain this. Where were you at? Are you at your house? Set the whole mood. Describe it while I play with my penis. Please, what were you wearing? What was the weather like? Was the Forerunner guy there? What was going on?
What class were you cutting out
of?
Okay, so, I mean, I was living with my dad at the time. I had recently graduated college and moved back in with him. And he was just really chill. Like, he never really, like, you know, he gave me my space. He never really asked what I was doing, this and that, whatever. It was so chill that I didn't even think to lock the door. So I go back home with a couple, a male-female couple, and I'm their unicorn, right? And I kind of knew them. I knew I was friends with a guy before, and then it was his girlfriend. We all decided it would be a good idea to have a threesome. So
what a great decision.
It's always a good idea.
Yeah, it's always a great decision. We should have a threesome.
Why
okay.
Not?
Okay, shucks. You know what we should do? We should have a threesome. Let's go.
Who initiated? You or the couple?
Ooh, good question, Joe.
I know.
The couple. They were flirting with me for a while.
Oh, that's great.
That's it. Now, are they as good looking as you?
You have any pictures?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Joe would like pictures of the incident. Do you have any saved?
Oh, my God. I don't have any photos.
All right, just send your
panties.
Well,
next time, let me know. I'll be over with my camera.
just send your panties, and we'll figure it out for ourselves.
You won't even know I'm there. I'll be on the bureau somewhere.
Yeah, I'll bet you, right, Danny, right there, I would be bisexual. I'd be by the window jerking off while this is going on in front of me. That's what I would be doing. I mean, tugging my fucking rod.
Ooh, boy, yeah.
All right, so now they flirted with you. You go back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
With the
couple. We go back to the house, and we start to get down.
Ooh.
And all the, like, we're all fucking. So all the sheets, like, everything's off the bed.
Nice.
And apparently my dad had been it's like 4 a.m. and we had some wine, right? So apparently my dad had been texting me to turn the music down because it was like, woke him up.
Okay.
Obviously, I didn't hear my phone go off and like check a text message. So we're all fucking. And then my poor father walks in.
Now, what position?
Turn the music down.
Yeah, what position are you in at this exact moment? Are you going? Is like,
oh,
is the dude on top railing you?
Oh,
are
no,
you doggy
no,
facing
so
the door?
I feel so, so bad for my father. Okay, so all the sheets are off the bed. I'm in the middle of them. I'm eating the girl out, standing like at the edge of the bed, and I'm getting fucked doggy style from the guy.
Bravo. Bravo!
Yeah,
fucking
I know, my father.
You know, if I was a father, I would have just walked over, turned down the music, and walked out of the room.
That's pretty much what happened.
I can imagine.
Turned the music down, patted his daughter on the head, and
see
said,
you later, hon.
Way to go.
we'll talk about this during breakfast.
Oh, God. That is an embarrassing moment, though. I can't tell you.
I would at least offered the other woman to my father.
Wow.
As like a peace offering.
No.
I know you saw me eating box, Dad.
You never do it with your parents. It's not
right. No. You give the other woman that was in the three-way, Joe.
The one
that she was eating the girl's box.
Yeah, but you're never in the same room. You don't. Do
no, that. No. You go here, Dad. Take her. Me and her husband will finish over here.
Oh.
Because I'm in doggy already. I can't really move. I have a dick in my fucking vagina.
What the hell?
You know what I mean? I'm a good doggy, Danny.
Yeah,
I'm a good doggy. All right.
Turn that music down.
Yeah, remember. Turn that music down. All right, so now Daddy comes in. He sees you. Does he say anything?
He says, kill the music.
That is fucking great.
I know it. That's what I would have said.
Kill the music. Honey, if you could stop, if you could tear your fucking face out of that girl's twat for long enough,
for a moment.
Can you turn the damn music down?
Oh, God, I don't like hip-hop.
Jesus.
Hey, at least he didn't give you advice and, like, tell you spread the thighs a little wider. You don't have to have the radio so loud.
Play a little James Taylor, will you, please?
Would you fucking lick a clit like a light switch? What are you doing?
I tell you.
This is why Mom left. What are you fucking doing?
Oh,
Jesus.
What a terrible guy, Edward, I'll tell you.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Now, another thing that was a glaring thing that was on there was that you've been masturbating since 3 years old.
Oh, so have I.
Now, were you just like every other kid grabbing, you know, your private parts and, you know, fuddling around or what? You
slid down a lot of banisters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, 3 years old, 4 years old. I don't know. I don't remember the exact age, but basically as long as I can remember. Some girls figure it out really early. So you just have like this button on like the outside of your vagina and you're like, oh, okay, look what this button does.
I call that the magic button.
Yeah.
Yeah, the magic button. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, it's not really sexual at that age, but, you know, you're working your button.
For Kevin Spacey, it is.
Sure.
Not that button, though. He liked the dick. Yeah, he liked the dick. He didn't like the button. She used to be a stoner. Used to smoke the hashish, Joe.
Yes, where are you? Yeah, that was part of the car experience during this period.
Oh, so there was weed involved while you were getting.
Yeah, I mean,
we were
smoking weed and on our way at lunchtime to get a burrito, and we were parked around the corner from the taqueria. But instead of going in, we just decided it would be a good idea to have sex instead. So.
That was the
good
idea.
That.
She was going to get a burrito from Alberto Del Rio, Joe.
Yeah,
no.
Sure.
Now, she used to have 32D boobs.
Oh.
She used to have them.
That's a perfect size.
Now she has 30F.
F?
30F.
I didn't know they had made it in F.
For fucking awesome.
Oh.
30 Fs.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yes,
wow.
F is bigger, Joe,
that's,
yes.
That's bigger, yeah.
Someone fucking failed. You failed English.
I failed boobs.
Yeah, well.
Uh-oh.
Well, don't tell your wife that.
Joe, reach out and touch someone.
She already knows.
So why 32D were pretty goddamn big. Why 30F?
Yeah, really.
No, they weren't really that big. I mean, boobs, they look different. Also, the numbers, a lot of guys don't know. I'll teach you guys.
Oh, please, too.
The numbers, like, if they're smaller, like a 30F compared to, like, let's say a 36F is a really big difference.
Right.
So, like, I have a really small torso. Like, my rib cage is, like, pretty small around. So, or even, like, if you have the same letter and it's just a different number, it's going to be drastically different size.
Oh.
Titties. So 32D is like it's a pretty small D.
How big are the nibbles? Are the nibbles like pencil erasers, ripe strawberries? What are they?
My nipples are like pretty decent size, yeah, but my areola are really small.
Dan,
so I've got like
areola.
A big like...
Silver dollar?
Yes, Danny likes silver dollar areola.
Oh, I didn't even know what an areola was.
Yeah. It's like the size of a quarter, maybe, the areola.
Oh, she has like 50
new,
cents.
No.
The new silver dollars.
Yes.
I used to go out with a girl named Areola.
Oh, God.
I don't think that anyone, not one of us in this room, would give a shit, like, if she had triangles.
Oh, yeah.
As your areola. Not one of us would go, well, now I can't fuck her. Ah, Jesus.
Oh,
Christ.
Boy. Where did that come from?
I'm not having a three-way. Did you see fucking her nipples? God.
They were blue.
Oh, God. Imagine what it's like to have a three-way with fucking Ray of Sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. There's three nipples. I'm leaving.
And then there's another chick in the room. Mm. Oh, my God.
And no pictures?
No pictures,
yeah,
Joe.
I know.
No pictures for you. Not a one. You have to use your mind, Joe. Use your fantasy.
I know.
Well, she's a cam girl, Joe.
Oh.
So you could talk to her and she could tell you about the what happened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then she can describe while she's getting naked.
You're going to tell us about her website later, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, what's your website so Joe can go look now?
My website is raysroom.com.
There you go. Raysroom.com.
You can find me. Yeah, you can find me on MyFreeCams and ManyVids.
Okay.
There you go.
If you look up Raya's Room and Raya Sunshine.
By the way, love the name.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You've done well. This is because this is also, by the way, she has a college degree in psychology.
That's true.
So she knows how to market herself because she knows what men are looking for. She knows. She's dissected us down, Joe.
What are we looking for?
We're looking for a ray of sunshine, Joe. Okay. That's what we're looking for.
Well, on a cloudy day, most
we're
certainly.
We're such pigs, aren't we?
We are such a... How easy are men to decipher, Ray?
I can't tell you.
In the world of psychology,
yeah.
Ooh,
how easy are we to decipher over women? Women are definitely more difficult, am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's a level of mystery and complexity to women a lot. I mean, it depends if you're talking about men in general or men in terms of sex, because in terms of sex, it tends to be pretty straightforward. You don't need a psychology degree.
What if you, for instance, are a man who, when he sees a penis, he compliments it?
You know, that could mean a lot of things.
There you go. What does it mean? Let's lay it out on the line.
You're just being nice.
I think I compliment. That's all. I'm very complimentary. I've explained this numerous times on this show. I don't have a giant penis.
Yeah.
So when I see one that's bigger, I do fucking, maybe I have penis envy.
Well, that's probably what it is.
Maybe that's what it is, Danny. I have penis envy.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I'm not bringing up Danny's name. Well, let's just say Fernando, because it's not Danny. This guy Fernando,
excuses,
I know, has
excuses,
a penis.
Excuses.
I don't know. Everyone, they all think I'm gay now. I don't know what it is.
Sometimes a banana is just a banana.
Sometimes a banana is just a banana. How about that? How about we go to that fucking route?
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's a fucking meaty banana with veins.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
Protein. What more do you need?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Well, speaking of protein, this is my shitty segue into this fucking question. Does everyone else in the room know what ayahuasca is?
A what?
Ayahuasca.
Yes, it frees your mind.
Yes. Well,
oh, I thought it was an Indian tribe.
Well, it's...
The ayahuascas.
No, the ayahuascas. How?
Okay. Who?
The beautiful ray of sunshine. It's a magic tea that you're supposed to drink. And there's a whole ceremony involved,
okay.
But more than half the time, it's hallucinogenic, right? It's
LSD, but like in a natural form.
But most of the time,
I like it already.
But most of the time, you end up puking and peeing.
Well, I don't like that.
Like and pooping, I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that normally what happens? You don't really.
Is it diuretic?
Yeah, it comes out of you.
I've never heard anything about. I just heard it makes you feel like one with the earth.
Well,
because you're puking and shitting back onto the earth.
Yeah, really.
Like you.
You're feeding Mother Earth your poop and your pee.
Do that anyway. You don't have to get high to do that.
No, but you get drunk usually when you want to poop and pee in the middle of the street.
Yeah, really.
Now, where did you do your ayahuasca ceremony?
Oh, gosh. I did it in Hawaii.
Ooh. She went down to Hawaii. What was the island? Come on, you want to lay me?
Good one.
Thank you.
Big island.
I'm here all night. Try to veal. All right, so you're on the big island. Now you're doing the ayahuasca. Now, did they give you like the real ceremony where they did.
It was a whole ceremony.
They like grind it up, right? Don't they? It's like dirty water. It looks like, right?
Did you hallucinate?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was crazy. They had spent days making it prior.
Wow.
And it was a whole ceremony, and they led you through song through the whole thing, and you close your eyes. And I was really concerned about puking, but I actually didn't puke.
So just poop.
I was able to hold it in. They said no, I didn't poop either.
She didn't poop.
They said, hold it in if you can. And I did. And then they said, it's probably because my spirit is so pure that after I did it, now it's puke a ton.
What a crock of shit.
Was it a good trip? Was it a good trip? I mean, like, you know, like acid trips, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good, you know. Was it a good one?
Yeah. No, it was good. It was definitely good, I think, because of the setting. I think usually acid trips sometimes you have bad experiences if, you know, if you're, like, in a shady situation or, like, weird things are happening. But since it's such a controlled environment, you're literally sitting there, like, laying down in, you know, a tent and, like, there's music playing and it's kind of guiding you through this thing and you're really having an internal experience. It's
probably like peyote. You ever do peyote?
It's peyote, first of all.
Peyote.
Well, get your hallucinogenics right, Joe.
Well,
it's peyote.
It's my Indian days. You know?
Yes. I wish Joe was a member of the Slapaho tribe. God damn it.
You can't get peyote or mescaline anymore, Joe.
No more?
The only mescaline you can get is the salad, and it doesn't. It's not the same. It
just doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Okay. So did you see, like, your spirit animal or whatever you're supposed to see?
Kind of. I mean, I just saw, like, a bunch of, like, strippers and burlesque dancers.
Nice!
And then, it kind of looked like those old school screensavers where they're, like, little tunnels that keep turning and they're making all those right angles and they're traveling into space on top of each other. Oh. It's pretty much that. Like, you're on a little, like, screensaver roller coaster and then you're just seeing strippers everywhere.
I live that life every night. And I never had to drink an ayahuasca. By the way, the beautiful, sexy, and stunning Raya Sunshine is nominated for Best Cam Girl at the AVN Awards this year. So, what is that, next week you're going to the AVNs?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Now, I you know, you're up for... I would imagine there is stiff competition in the cam girl world for this title, but I honestly think...
Very stiff.
Oh, very stiff. How many dicks do you think you've seen in your life?
We're including online?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many dudes like Joe...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, like, now that's what I'm saying. She's seen a bazillion cocks in her life, Danny. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
But I bet she doesn't point them out to her friends.
I bet she does! I bet she fucking does.
Look at that big dick.
Look at that big old dick. Mother, sorry. I have an asshole writing me while I fucking am working here. Well, somebody's writing me on my phone and sending me shit. I'm in the middle of an interview with the sexy Ray of Sunshine, which we have to wrap up anyway.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Commercial time. We got to pay for something.
Raya, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
I don't have time to play this song, but can you give me your best fake orgasm?
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. I mean,
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, come on, you're talented.
You want like a big shebang?
Yeah, sure. Go shebangy.
Hold on, let me get my vibrator.
Ooh. We're getting a vibrator, Danny. We're staying off for a little bit. Hold on. Vibrator time.
Okay.
Is this one of them plug-in ones, or?
Shut up, don't talk.
Who?
That's pretty good.
She said, shut up, don't talk.
You can talk now.
You came already? How come?
Oh, you bet I did.
How come when a chick comes that quick, it's sexy as hell? Yeah. If I do it, it's disappointing to the woman.
Because she got dirty for nothing.
But she has to come back and play the game.
We can come
right.
Forever.
Dude, she legitimately, dude, you can hear that she actually came.
It was wonderful, but, you know, we didn't play the music.
No, we didn't do it because we have to end. We didn't know how long she was going to take.
Okay.
If I knew it was going to be a 4-second.
Due to time constraints, we had to move along.
Yes,
we can't get into that in the archives.
No, we can't put that one in the archives. Yeah. We'll
You want me to come again?
Yes.
Sure. I never told a woman no in my life. Go ahead. Here we go. I hear insertion.
I hear nothing.
You guys are too funny. Are you ready for me this time?
Can you put the vibrator up to the phone so we can make sure that you have a vibrator going?
You're so funny. Dude, just tell me when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's a, it's a fucking motorboat.
Yeah. Right. I got hot with that.
You're ready?
Yes, we're ready. Please come now. Joe's like just waiting. Look at Joe's face. Joe's like, I'm waiting to come too.
I know, yeah.
There she is. She's back. All right, Ray of Sunshine, yeah. The spokesmodel for the pub. The site is coming very soon. Right now, you can check her out on Raya. What's your Raya's place? What was it?
Raya'sRoom.com.
.com. You can check her out there. Also, of course, edpublications.com for further details and the launch of the pub. My new coworker, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, the sexy. She thinks I'm heterosexual, so it's a plus. Fuck you, Danny. The one and only, Raya Sunshine, ladies and gentlemen. Raya Sunshine. Thank you, baby. Go back to, please go back to masturbating. Yes. We're going to go right now, but you go back to masturbating,
send
okay,
me
baby?
Naked pictures.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
I hope you win at the AVNs, baby. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
All righty.
Talk to you later. Okay. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live. We're going to go to break right now because if we don't, Danny's going to kick me in the dick.
I know.
And then he's going to, if I talk about the dick, it's a whole thing. I'm gay. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not happy.
718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these words.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah. Let's do it. ED Publications. EDPublications.com. That's EDPublications.com. Joe says, let's just call it Ed Publications. But I don't own the thing. But, you know, it does say Ed Publications. So go to EdPublications.com. Proudly serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years. That's right. For over 20 years, they are the mainstay. They are the reason that you know what's going on in the world of the adult industry and the adult of nightclub industry. The adult nightclub industry. If you don't know, you need to go to edpublications.com. That's edpublications.com. So much stuff on the site for you to look for. Check out and see why they have proudly served the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years. That's edpublications.com. edpublications.com. That's right. And tell them that Uncle Eddie sent you. And get ready, because I'm coming to Vegas with edpublications.com. Yeah, baby. Sit back, relax now. It's time for the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Let's go, people. Let's go.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Family of the late Gianni Versace expressed their outrage over the second season of American Crime Story, which recounts the days and events leading up to the fashion designer's 1997 murder. While many of Versace's earlier pieces are considered collector's items, their most overvalued old leather bag still continues to be his sister Donatella. Dr. Dre recently revealed he's been working on a few songs for his on-again, off-again album, Detox. However, it may not all be his fault, as a 1993 study by Stevens, Rothman, and Simpson confirmed that, yes, The Chronic can contribute to lack of motivation. A producer is suing actor Vin Diesel after receiving neither the on-screen credit nor the paycheck for his work on the latest XXX sequel. No doubt they'll schedule a court date for a judge's ruling on his claim. Starting with, of course, if Vin Diesel's allowed to call himself an actor. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap-Up.
This song dedicated to Danny for me.
That the chemistry's correct.
And the penis is erect.
And I want I'm stuck in the web you're spinning. For your name. Sorry, I'm not home right now. Walking in the spider webs and leave a message. Can I call you back? A likely story. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. I got so wrapped up in everything, I got caught in Danny's spiderweb. And I had a list here.
I know.
Right here, a whole list of shit.
I know.
that we didn't do today, which I things I needed to actually address. So I'm going to finish the list, I guess, now.
Okay. Wait till after 8.
No, I got to do it now. It's when we're on the air. One of the biggest things, we do have to pick the new positions, Danny, the Deadpool Bingo picks.
Yes, we do.
We really have to. We're in January. In the month of January.
We can make that for next week because I need
No, well, next week we got the master debate.
Well, it's going to be the whole show.
It'll be the week after.
Dude, you don't think that the master debate, Joe, is going to take up a nice chunk of a two-hour program?
I think it would take a good segment, you know, maybe a half hour or so.
Joe, it'll take that long just to get everything set up.
This is why Joe doesn't know radio.
Well, what's to say? Hey, Carla? Marcus? Go.
Wow.
Splendid.
Wow, right. Joe just simplified the one of the biggest bits we've ever done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that would be why we would be the most boring bit ever.
I had a debate with Jerry, and it was only like 15 minutes.
That wasn't a fucking scheduled debate. That was just the two of you being old and fucking, you know, two potheads yelling at each other.
Oh, well, yeah.
And slightly different.
What was on the list?
Well, the one that's on the list, that's one of the top things that's on the list. And according to Danny's new rules, I have to pick new people, and you all have to pick new people, and it has to become a whole fucking thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, I have to pick 4 new ones, right? Or did I have 3 at the end of the thing? I don't have the list on me right now, so it's either 3 or 4 that I have to pick.
Well, good thing you're prepared.
We should make it so everybody has to pick a wild card guy.
Says the man that sits in front of a computer, I'm prepared. You do nothing!
I don't.
Shut up!
I'm not prepared.
Just you do nothing. All right. So the other thing on here was the master debate update. I gave you that during the show. So fuck that. Can we also tell Nick not to keep writing us during the show?
That's because I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know. But my phone's going off. Your phone's going off.
My phone's going off of something else.
Oh, something else? Jesus, Christmas. All right.
Damn Canadians.
So we have that. We did that. I saw Star Wars, the new one.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't love it.
No big penises?
I had no big penises. They were just lightsabers.
I heard it was good. I heard it was the best one.
It's not the best one. Okay. That's number one.
Still Empire Strikes Back, huh?
It's not. First off, I don't know. I get what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Bring you back to where you were when it started?
No, they're not. They're trying to fucking make a whole because they're going to do a whole nother trilogy after this trilogy is done. So it's all going to go away, and it's going to be this whole new world. So what they're doing is they're just laying the groundwork for this whole new world. The only problem with laying the groundwork for a whole new world is that the shit that we got used to, the shit that we're anticipating, just falls by the wayside. Like, all this stuff, it doesn't exist.
They should do like they did with Batman and make it really darker, you know? Like evil and shit.
Which I thought this one was supposed to be. Yeah. This one was supposed to be like The Empire Strikes Back, which was a darker movie.
Absolutely, right.
And it really isn't. It's way too fucking long, this movie. A lot of people die. Just going to throw that out there.
How are the effects?
A lot of fucking... the effects are, of course, amazing.
Always, yeah.
With the exception of, I think they overdid it with the Force powers.
Oh.
I'm going to say that, because the Force powers looked... And I understand they are fake. I'm not fucking retarded.
Of course.
I get the fact that they are not... Nick just said, I'll stop typing in the group. Thank you, Nick.
It's still real to me.
But, like, it's not... Like, you know how, like, in the older ones... When he moved something, Joe, it was like he just put his hand up, and little things like the spaceship would move or a rock.
Yeah.
One rock would fly. Right. In this one, she fucking moves her pinky, and the whole fucking mountain moves.
Oh, she's powerful.
Yeah, like she's got so much power.
So she's like Jesus.
She has a lot
kinda.
What is that, microchlorine or something?
Metachlorine. But they explain that it's but that's the thing. They're trying to go back. They have to figure out what they're doing. If they're either going to be a nostalgia thing or they're going to be a new thing. Because they sprinkle in a little nostalgia, but it's not enough to be a nostalgia movie where you go, oh, that guy's back, or oh, this thing's happening, or oh, that. It wasn't enough.
Well,
my niece loved it because she knows nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she knows, she never saw the originals. She didn't see the prequels. So she loved it. The reason I had to take her, I had to play Super Uncle, even though I'm still healing over here. Mm-hmm. Then I had the, you know, my back was all wrapped up. I took it to the movies. She wanted to see it. She, of course, loved it. She loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
So she was happier than a pig and shit. Me, I'm sitting there going, this is fucking, wow. There was some good shit, and there was some horrible shit.
The trailers?
In his movie. The trailer, oh my God, it was a fucking half hour of trailers
before
this movie.
By that
Jesus
time, I'm ready
Christ.
To go home.
There was so many trailers before this movie. It was ridiculous.
I like the trailers.
I love the trailers.
It's usually the best part of the movies.
But, Joe, when it's a half hour of trailers before the movie, and then you have to sit through a damn near 2 hour plus movie.
Yeah.
Come on now. It got a little fucking
crazy.
You know,
when I was a kid, there was always a double. Movies were like 90 minutes, but there was two of them. You always saw two movies.
You
so you sat in the
movies,
theater for 3 hours.
Yeah,
the,
you had a cartoon,
a
newsreel.
A 3-4 hour show, but, you know, the whole
show.
Yeah,
but they spaced it out.
Yeah.
It was spaced out. This is not spaced out.
You had time to go to the concession stand.
That's right, between movies.
There should have been. There should be, for the price you pay, there should be an intermission. You should be allowed to get up, refill your popcorn, because most places do refill the popcorn now.
Yeah,
well, they do.
Yeah, when you get a large, well, you get
save the bucket.
Save
bring
the bucket.
With you.
Bring it back. You get a whole nother popcorn. So you buy one, you're really getting two.
They really should do that because what the hell does popcorn cost? Nothing.
$40.
Yeah.
well, yeah. I mean, like
not for us. She's saying for them. But. Yeah. They had $40. What'd you do? Get a meal deal?
Yeah.
But what the point still is, like, there should be a lot more. Like, I don't know how to explain it. There should be like, but we live in also a world. You heard about this controversy, right? With the before the movie Coco, Disney had a movie called Coco. It's a movie about like it just won a Golden Globe over the weekend.
All right.
This kid goes into the Mexican Day of the Dead. No, like the Mexican Day of the Dead thing, you know.
Halloween.
Not Halloween. The Day of the Dead, which is different.
It's all the same.
No, they have a different spiritual fucking thing. It's different. It's different. There's a world in the Mexican, not religion, but in their faith and their stories and shit.
Santeria?
Not Santeria.
Oh.
That's like witchcraft and fucking telling fortunes.
Sangria?
Sangria is probably involved. It's like they go and they visit their loved ones come back.
Right.
For one night. Okay. So you can see that.
And
so
they
that's,
all party.
So that's what this
party.
Fucking movie's about. Anyway.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
All right, so it's Disney. It's all fucking animated. It's all that Pixar bullshit and all that crap.
Oh, it's animated.
But before that,
yeah.
There was like, they played this Frozen thing.
Uh-huh.
For, you know, Frozen, the sequel's coming out. So it sets up the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a half an hour or whatever of that. So they were giving like you an added bonus for one ticket price. Oh. You're getting like two kind of shows.
Okay.
For the people bitched
because
there was a half an hour fucking cartoon before the other cartoon and they couldn't keep their restless fucking little brats under control. So how the fuck is that the movie's fault? And now meanwhile, these motherfuckers, honest to God, got Disney to buckle. And they took that out of the theater.
Really?
Okay. But wait a minute. It gets worse because Disney buckled again.
These parents are the ones that go there, load their kids up on the sugar
and
all
send
of that
the kid
stuff,
out there. Yeah.
And go, okay, now sit here
sit
and don't
still.
Move.
Yeah. But then Disney buckled fucking again because Disney, who owns, you know, Star Wars now, they're the parent company. They own Star Wars.
They own everything.
They go out there and in the movie... I don't give a shit if I'm spoiling it for people.
Okay.
In the new Star Wars, there's a scene where one ship smashes into another ship, right?
Uh-huh.
And it does it at light speed, and the fucking ship explodes. But for 5 minutes, okay? Yeah. For 5 minutes, there's no sound because it's the emptiness of space. So there wouldn't be sound because it's a vacuum.
5 minutes?
For 5 minutes, because it's in slow motion.
It's 5 minutes or just exaggerated?
No, it's like 5 minutes.
Wow.
It's a dramatic scene.
That's a long time.
No, because it's a dramatic scene, and it's meant for a reason.
I think
and
I
you have to watch the movie to understand what the reason is. But people complained. They actually got up and told the people that, I want my money back. There was no sound for 5 minutes. People bitched and moaned because people are fucking stupid. Because God, how do you? Because this sound right after the fucking thing is done. So it's not like the fucking film broke, you idiots, well, you fucking
tell you,
assholes.
When I was a kid, I was an usher in the movies, and we used to have people all the time come to the office saying, I didn't like the movie, I want my money back. I said, but you watched it. I said, I didn't like it. They got my money back.
Oh, you know? I used to have to deal with that all the time when I worked in the movie.
Yeah, people still do that, huh?
They still do it.
You and could get your money back if you didn't like it?
No, I was just, I'm going to fuck yourself.
Wait. I'll tell you right now. Yes, you can. Because sometimes the management will just fucking buckle and give you the money. Mm-hmm. And I used to tell the people, they would come up and go, I want to speak to a manager. I didn't like the movie. I'm like, we didn't make the fucking movie.
Yeah, really?
We just show the fucking movie.
They have little things that they write, a synopsis of what you're going to see. If you don't like that story,
people don't give a shit. They just want to see free shit. Yeah. They want.
I don't like Richard Gere.
One dude, right? He took his mother to, I think it was Deadpool. Uh-huh. He took his old, she was like 89 something years old.
All right.
He takes her to fucking Deadpool. They come out of Deadpool. Now, they watch the whole fucking movie. Uh-huh. They come out and goes, that was not appropriate for my mother to see. So why the fuck did you not get up halfway during the movie?
Yeah.
And then maybe you would have had a case where I would have went, you know, you got up, you left the theater. Would you like to go see something else?
Hey, you know,
on us. Go see it. Don't worry about it.
You eat the steak, you got to pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You ate the steak and you left the fucking T-bone.
Yeah.
And then you went, the steak was horrible.
Yeah.
It was a piece of shit. But you ate the whole fucking steak. And then they want their money back. And these assholes, they made the movie companies actually had to make signs, Joe,
mm-hmm.
to explain that during the movie, there's a part where for 5 minutes there's no sound because a fucking spaceship's exploding. They had to explain it because people are fucking stupid.
Okay.
I hate fucking people. You don't understand.
There's nothing wrong with
I demand satisfaction.
I know, Ted. I know. But then you're not going to get it because people want satisfaction for the wrong reasons.
That's right.
Yeah.
They bitch about the wrong thing, so when something serious actually comes up, people look at them and go, fuck you.
And by the way, I think from this, I'm going to bring up what I came up with.
Okay.
I have solved the world's problems.
You have?
I have solved the problems.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You want to get high?
Besides weed. Weed helps.
That would solve the
but
problem.
But in my benevolence, Joseph,
yes.
I have solved the world, and I will share my knowledge.
Oh, thank you.
With everyone. Okay, here we go. The fact is, the reason we have all the problems we have in this world is because too many people are telling each other that you have to like something.
Mm.
And people don't like things.
I think you're right, Edward.
Like, I was watching this thing where it was on TMZ. This guy, Genuine, he's a singer or R&B guy or whatever.
Okay.
He's doing Big Brother the UK.
Sure.
Okay, he's over in England. There's a transsexual woman in the house.
Oh no.
Okay. Now they're having a conversation, and automatically, because he's saying that he wouldn't date her. She considers herself a woman. I don't know if she had the full-blown...
That's a man who dressed as a woman.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if she had the full-blown procedure mm-hmm. and lost the cock and balls and has a vagina now. I don't know.
It's like Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't... But then Bruce, I think, had the full-blown procedure.
Okay.
But I don't know, all right? So I don't know, okay? But now they're in the fucking... It doesn't even matter. They're in the fucking thing. After they come to the realization that he won't date her or whatever, and they're having this conversation.
Yeah.
She goes, he said he doesn't have a problem with it. Then she goes, all right, well, then give me a kiss. Now, he doesn't kiss her. He doesn't want to. Automatic labeled as transphobic.
Oh.
Now, here is my other problem. This is why people are stupid as well. Phobic is being misused by everyone. Phobic means fear of. That is what phobic means.
Usually.
Fear of. Okay? Now, so if you put your little buzzword in front of it, like transphobic,
sure.
then you're transphobic. You are fear of trans people. Okay? Or if you say arachnophobic, you're fear of spiders. Or if you say Islamophobic, you're fear of Islam. Which, I don't think we have a fear of Islam. We have a fear of Muslims that are going to blow up shit. Okay, so that's different. And I don't think you can put Muslims that are going to blow up ship phobic. I don't think that that rolls off the tongue the same way.
It doesn't. They can't put that on a newspaper.
No.
Like on a headline.
So they just sum it up as Islamophobic. But that's where the whole problem is. So now this poor guy, Genuine, gets labeled as transphobic.
That's
There's a
great.
Backlash, a fucking crazy backlash about now that they're going after him. He's transphobic. Don't buy his music. Blah, blah, blah. All this shit. Now, it goes back to my point. Why the fuck does he have to kiss her?
Right.
What if he just doesn't want to?
Yeah.
Does that make him transphobic? Does that make him hate all trans people?
Because
he doesn't want to kiss her? And he considers her a woman. He's not being a dick going, you're a dude. He just doesn't want to kiss her.
How'd she look?
She didn't look like... I've seen better trans. I'm not gonna lie.
And some of them are not kissable.
No. And what I'm saying... But that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to, what the fuck is the problem? Why is there a rule that says you have to like shit that you don't like? And that's the thing we're at now with all this other crap.
Spinach.
No, but with all this other crap, that's where we're at now.
No, he's right.
Where you're telling people, like even, and look, I don't give a shit, someone's got to say it. Even racism. You have these redneck pieces of shit that are out there in the world, right? That hate black people or hate anyone that's not white.
They don't
because
have to
they're,
be
wait, hold on,
redneck.
Hold on. Let me make my fucking point. They fucking hate black people or hate whatever the fuck just because you're not white. Because they're told they have to fucking like these people. Because more than half of them don't really hate. When you break it down, like, there's racist. Like, Joe, we were talking about old school racists
yeah,
and racists
exactly.
before.
I know what you're talking about.
There are people that are actual racist, and then people that just do it because they're told, no, you gotta like these people.
Well,
and I'm not talking about black people, white people. It could be Chinese people, fucking white people. It doesn't matter.
They're raised a certain way.
They get raised, they get raised a certain way, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
I agree with everyone that it's fucking wrong, but you're not gonna change it because by telling them, you're wrong. You have to do this.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it because it's something they don't like.
They don't even consider themselves racist,
no.
those people.
They think they're just going about their business.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
The Archie Bunkers of the world, they don't consider themselves racist.
But that's the issue.
Yeah.
That's what my point is. And I don't mean to disparage just all rednecks, Billy, but 90% of the fucking community of rednecks is where the fucking racism comes from.
It's just,
I'm just saying that we're dealing with a society
just
where
a little more open than other people. There's a lot of
Look, I don't want to stick on racism, but my point is if you're told you have to like something, or because then you get dismantled in the world. You get dismantled. Mm-hmm. This poor motherfucker who just didn't want to kiss this girl.
Right.
Okay, and I'm calling her a girl. I'm not shitting on transsexual people at all. All right? She believes she's a girl. She's a girl. I don't give a fuck.
I wouldn't kiss
her. I don't
her
care
either.
What she is. Maybe he just doesn't want to kiss her.
Yeah. Right.
And automatically now he's transphobic. Well, and yet again, America uses the word phobic the wrong fucking way.
But
and
here's
it becomes
the other thing.
Yeah.
Isn't this show on in England?
Yeah.
So why the fuck do we care?
Because he's a fucking musician here, asshole face.
But,
so automatically the backlash comes here.
On.
Doesn't matter. The backlash comes here because that's the problem. You can't even ask questions.
Did he
questions.
Have to kiss her on the lips? Was that the thing?
She wanted to kiss. I don't know if she wanted to kiss
little,
on the lips.
A little cheek
or the
kiss
cheek.
Maybe,
did she,
yeah,
but
right,
even that. See, like, and this is going to go back to Danny's whole gay thing.
Maybe he's uncomfortable kissing
but
women.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
who knows?
I don't give a fuck. Like, with me, like we were talking about Mia Isabella.
Yeah.
Right.
Who is technically a dude.
Yeah.
Right? Let's be fucking honest.
Pretty nice. Oh,
has a giant penis, she's a dude.
Yeah.
I would not hesitate to kiss her. I don't know if Danny would.
Well,
I don't know if Billy would.
She'd have to hide the cock, though. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if Joe would. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's your own personal preference is my point.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my fucking point. So if you freaking have your own personal thing, And you're comfortable with whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. You could still. This guy wasn't comfortable, so he didn't do it. But now he's transphobic, and now there's a backlash because that's what they do. They destroy you in the papers. They destroy you in society. They make you look like you're an asshole.
Well, that is good.
In all these things, and they make you, you're now the evil asshole.
Yeah.
because you're fucking, because you don't, not that you disagree with her lifestyle, you just don't fucking like it. You don't have to. That's the other thing. You don't have to agree with it.
Right.
There's no rule that says you have to. Stop telling people they have to do shit,
yeah,
and we won't have problems in the fucking world.
That's right. I think you're right.
I'm just saying.
I hear music.
I know.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, don't talk about its dick, because people will get offended that you talked about its dick, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Until next week, I say AMF, my friends, and that means adios, motherfucker! Oh, look, a penis. Woo!
Don't touch it.
The Ham
it.
Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.